Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's GY3 Success Team Call. My name is Jim Tanner. I'll be your host this evening, dialing in from my home in Boston, Massachusetts. And we have a loaded up call for you this evening. We are going to be hearing from people that have been participating in live training events throughout the weekend. Now, I know many of you listening right now were also at live training events and had an impactful experience over the weekend. And I'm sure that you want to hear from your fellow team members and associates to hear what they got out of their events as well. Hopefully you have a pen and paper ready. You're texting, you're reminding your team to be on this call live. This is an explosive call. And we're going to start, as we discussed last week on this call, we talked about this. We are going to start with an incredible guest speaker. Let me introduce to you the gentleman you're about to hear from. Now, to say that this gentleman is a friend is certainly an understatement. This is a gentleman who is not just a friend of mine, but a mentor, somebody who I can look up to and say, if there is a professional way to act, to conduct yourself, to train and mentor others, if there is a template for that, it is this gentleman you're going to hear from this evening. This is someone who has been around, again, for years and years with a consistent, professional, exceptional Legal Shield business of his own, and to the point with that business that the company itself asked him, tapped him to represent the company, Legal Shield, as the network vice president for the Southern New England region. That's the states of Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts. He represents a population of millions of people, and it is his job to inspire and to provide training and support for all of our Legal Shield associates in those marketplaces to help protect those millions of families. This is a gentleman that people rely on and listen to intently, and I want to welcome to our call the Southern New England Network Vice President, $50,000 ring earner, Mr. Kevin Palachi. Mr. Palachi.
All right, absolutely. Mr. Tanner, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. The floor is yours.
All right, fantastic, folks. Well, definitely I'm excited to be here on the call on tonight, and I really count it the privilege and the honor to be here on the line with you, Mr. Tanner, and all the leaders that you have here within your organization. I want to thank you first and foremost for being here in the state of Connecticut this past weekend, sharing your story, your journey, training tips. You inspired everyone who attended our Super Saturday event this past weekend. And real briefly, for those who don't know me, again, my name is Kevin Palachi. I'm just one of the many executives and ring earners here within Legal Shield. And briefly, my background, prior to getting involved with Legal Shield, I used to work as a commercial mortgage analyst for an insurance company here in Connecticut. And, really my goal and my reason for getting started with Legal Shield, my why, was really I didn't like, being in that corporate environment. I really found and saw that, people weren't treated fairly, in their corporate environment. I saw grown people almost yelled at me during what was supposed to be professional meetings. And I was like, wait a second, I don't want to be in this situation. So I saw it happening to others, and I like learning from the experience of other people versus learning firsthand. So I made a decision that, man, I've got to really, keep my eyes open and look for a plan B, and read a book that I know Mr. Tanner mentioned this past weekend as well. I would highly recommend it. It's called Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Again, Rich Dad, Poor Dad with Robert Kiyosaki. And after that book, I pretty much drew the line in the sand at that point. I said, look, I have to fight. It became something where it was a main focus for me, to have a plan B in place. And a friend of mine approached me with Legal Shield. Like, I got started with the services right away, test drove it, liked the value in the plan, and made a decision as well to get involved in the business opportunity. And so one of the key elements for any success I've had here in my Legal Shield business has absolutely been the weekly business briefing, right? Yeah, and we know that to be, hopefully you guys have a copy of the core commitments printed out on your wall like I do. You can get it right from Ellison Gage. But we know core commitment number four, right, is attending your weekly business briefing with a guest. And really, I focus on that. And if I was forced, if someone tied my hands behind my back and forced me to pick one of the core commitments that I think is really made the most difference in my business, it would definitely be the weekly business briefing. And the reason I mentioned that is because that led to all the other core commitments. Starting each day the right way. Staying connected. Learning. We do training sometimes after our briefings, where we talk about how to do exposure. investing in myself and others. You know, personal development, we talk about all the time at the weekly business briefing. Obviously, at the briefing, we're promoting for the Super Saturday. We're promoting for the international convention. We're talking about writing business. Well, what better place to find your workout partner than at your weekly business briefing? And I promise if you stay plugged into the briefing, you're going to absolutely double your business a year from now, right, if not sooner. Right? And so for me personally, you know, I made the decision to plug into the weekly business briefing. Obviously for me personally, when I first got started, many of you on the line, you may have had some time challenges, and for me, I was working full-time, I was studying for exams, I was on the executive board for two separate nonprofit organizations, and I had to make the decision to sacrifice, the very thing I wanted more of, which was time, right? And so the very thing I wanted more of, right, to be able to have more flexibility, to be able to do the things I wanted to do, is the same thing I had to sacrifice or invest, right? And I reaped, obviously, the benefits of that because a little over a year later, I was able to make the decision to go full-time in business. And so now I've been working from home now for about 14 years, thanks to Legal Shield. Obviously went from attending the event to, eventually being the one to do the presentations at the event, right? Just from sheer experience. And as a result of, again, being plugged into the system, being plugged into that weekly business briefing, when my daughter was born, over 8 years ago now, when my wife was in the hospital for a month, the reason I was able to be there each and every single day without having to worry about vacation days, right, without having to worry about taking sick time or whatever the case may be. The entire reason I was able to be there with her every single day, right, for an entire month was because of this business, right? And so we don't know what the future holds, right? We don't know what challenges you may have in the future, but what I do know is that if you invest the time in your Legal Shield business and you treat it seriously, you attend your weekly business briefing, you do the day-to-day activities, there's going to be, and there might be a future incident where you're going to thank yourself, right, for investing the time, investing energy in your Legal Shield business, because now you have a security net, if you will, that's in place. So when you have a situation where you need to be with family, right, where you need to take time to do what you need to do, right, that time freedom, right, is available, is made available, right, thanks to your Legal Shield business, right? So thank God for this opportunity, being able to do that, being able to now, my daughter 8 years old, my son is just turned 4, and, having the ability to, spend time with them, actually going to the schools, being sometimes the only parent on all these different field trips that I go to, right, is entirely because of the sacrifice I made very early in the business by making it to each and every single one of my weekly business briefing. So the only tip I can leave you with, folks, is do what you can, right, to get plugged in, right, to a local business briefing in your area, right? We should all know LegalShieldCalendar.com is where you go to find events in your area. And look, if you don't have an event within 1 hour, 2 hours, I know some people travel an hour and a half every week, right, to attend a weekly business briefing. They know how important it is, right? And maybe if it's an hour, 2 hours away, connect with your local regional manager, connect with your local network vice president. I promise you, right, looking, right, for qualified individuals to start briefing all over the area, right? I'm looking for the same thing in Connecticut and Massachusetts and Rhode Island, right? We're looking for more leaders, right, to step in and say, look, I'll raise their hand and say, look, I'll be the one, right, to help out to start a meeting, right, in this area if there's nothing, in that area. But if there's something in your local area, that's a blessing to you. All you have to do is just simply plug in, invite your guests, invite your associates. And what we found, folks, over time is that it only takes about a dozen people, right? You've got like a dozen people consistently plugging in to a weekly business briefing. You're going to have about a dozen people on Performance Club. You have about a dozen people on your conference calls, right? It just takes about a dozen people, right? Sometimes even less to achieve the executive director position, right? So it's not as big of a challenge as you think, but it's about focused effort on what's most important. So with that, folks, again, I appreciate the time just to really share a little bit of my story and the importance of utilizing the weekly business briefing in that process. And always remember that the situations that you live in do not have to live in you, right? And you have the ability to change your circumstances, to change your situation. And that change happens from the inside out, doing what's necessary and attending your weekly events. And so with that, Mr. Tanner, appreciate the time again. I will turn it over to you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Palacio. Appreciate you jumping on our call, and I appreciate you hosting me this past weekend. It was my pleasure to be there with your group in that Hartford, Connecticut market. What a phenomenal group of people. Not only did we have a blast at the Super Saturday event, but we also we kept it going until there was nobody left at the after event, which was a lot of fun as well. So, again, thank you, sir, for the time this evening, and we're going to continue on with our with our call. We have, again, people from all over the country that were plugged in to their events doing exactly what Mr. Pilacci talked about. And I want to now take the call out to the state of California, where we have Mike Altieri. And Mike, as you saw hopefully on Facebook, not only was he at a Super Saturday event, but he happened to be at Super Saturday with the CEO of Legal Shield, Mr. Jeff Bell. And I'm sure he has some thoughts from that event. Mike, if we have you on the line, we'd love to hear your experiences this past weekend at your Super Saturday.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Thanks so much for having me on the call tonight. Let me start by just giving everybody some facts here. I'm new at Harvard Risk Management, very proud to be where I am. I've been here for 4 months now and started out in the B2B sector, where I was going to hit big with, first of all, my wife's business. And so she was going to be my partner. And she works at a school with 350 plus people. So we were going to hit the ground running. That went a little bit bad. It's still working, but it went bad enough that she fell out. And so she's like now a prospect again. And so I had been going to these events on my own and, finally, grabbed her kicking and screaming, and I was able to pull her into the second one that I went to down by Disneyland. As a matter of fact, that's where it is that I went this last week, where I did see Jeff Bell last, it was January, so 2 months ago. And I went the first time to see Jeff, I was alone. And that's right when I started the transition from B2B to the recruiting. So it was about 2 months now. And so I was just listening to your calls all the time. I'm on every training call, learning that the skill that is best used is the, building from event to event. So I'm really trying to grasp, like, what it is I can actually do, step one, step two, step three. And what do you know? Not only do I bring my wife, who's, not even on the fence, really just there to support me this time, totally not going to Dallas. I'm on my own for the Dallas trip. Can you believe it? So here it is. Jeff Bell again, and this time I have a guest. It's my wife, but she's a prospect, so she's got her white tag on, and everybody, the welcome team, really, it's almost as if they go after these white tags in this big welcome fashion. So I saw that for the first time. I didn't see that last time because I was alone. So I saw that. I really loved that. I dug that. And it was a special treat where it was called a symposium where both Jerry and Sally Hassan, who are our, California regional managers, Los Angeles anyway. And they were hosts and they were training us. And Jeff himself was there. Obviously, he did an overview, which took him, the 45 minutes, and then lots of training from Jeff as well. The main thing that I grabbed, though, from this was the actual, and it hit me in such an easy manner. I want people to really hear this. If you're new like me, and write this down because it's really simple. The way to get started building your business from event to event hit me this time around. So, overwhelming love that they were giving my wife, not even knowing she's my wife, just because she had the white tag. Jeff just hitting it on the stage, just saying, you guys have to build your business, from event to event. That's how I do it. He's talking about particularly building from, for instance, the convention. And then the next one is, what is it? It's the Salt Lake City. And so he's thinking that, as we're thinking these smaller sort of regional events, he's thinking that way. So he's pounding it. He's saying, you guys got to event to event. He actually said that we should have, knowing he was coming back 2 months later, we should have doubled in our numbers. And he made real good sense of that because we knew he was coming back and we were actually down in numbers. So it was a big lesson.
taking a drink of some water there. So him pounding the event to event, and I'm going, so how? So, like, I'm thinking in my head, what do I do, right? Well, there's these cards that I found later. I was in the bathroom when we were wrapping up, and our network vice president, network marketing vice president, is Liz LeShue. And she was meeting my wife out in the hallway, and she gave – these things you're supposed to buy them. And I learned, you know what, I should have bought them anyway. But I know that now. But as I'm leaving, my wife hands them to me. They're two rubber band, 25 each, and so 50 of them. And they have Darnell Self because he's coming April 13th to our same venue down here. 45-minute drive for me. I happen to be by Six Flags, ironically, and I have to go down to Disneyland. But it's okay. Bottom line is, there's these index cards. I'll give them to you, Jim. You could post them if they're not something that is, you know, easily found from Harvard's back office. But there, on one side, they say, you know, what it is. Coming to California, like March 9th, this was Jeff. The next one is coming to California April 13th, and it's Darnell, right? So we're all – now I'm thinking, I got these cards in my hand. We get to see Darnell in the same venue in, well, it would be, let's see, that's literally a month. So I thought, I'm leaving, I got 50 of these cards in my hand. You know, they were 25 in a rubber band. So there's two 25 packs, which would have been $10 each. So really would have only cost me 20, but Liz was kind enough to give them. So even at $20, though, here's what I could do. Now, it totally makes sense. I know now that I got 50 of these. So I'm going to contact, when I do my recruiting, I'm going to target the mile or 2 miles around that venue in particular. I'm not going to go wide. I'm not going to go close to my home, which I've been doing. I'm going to go to that venue, and I'm just going to target that hotel. And then with enough time now, because I have literally 30 days, I'm going to call the prospects I get from, you know, my targeting. I use Career Builder, and I'm going to speak to them about this event. I'm going to say, hey, if I sent you this $99 value, it says it on the card. These are great, great cards, by the way. You know, and would you go to this event? It's just right by you, and I'll see you there. We'll show up 10 minutes early, and I'll tell you the whole thing. And for the people that say yes, I'm going to say, I'm going to put this in the mail to you. So I expect to see you there. Maybe, you know, maybe all 50 aren't going to show. But how much did I just spend? I mean, those are like, you know, forever stamps are what, 50 cents? So what's that? That's not even 20 bucks. And then even if I bought the cards, that's another 20. And the call this morning, it was made clear that, you know, you really do, Michael Dagan said it, you really do need to invest in your business. I mean, everybody knows that. We're lucky enough to have only paid $99 to get started. So that's no sweat, right? 40 bucks. Put these things directly to people who have already talked to. They know the event's coming. They know I'll be there. How many are going to show? Maybe what? 3, 4, 5? Well, that's nice to know. And from the experience that I have, just this one time, they're going to get treated with great, great welcome. And it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful event, as it was for my wife. She might even want to go to Texas now. I don't know. We haven't talked since then. But too late. I already bought just one ticket. Anyway, you know, I just wanted to share that with those who are thinking, they hear you, Jim. They hear everyone talking about event to event, but just don't know. So what do I do? You know, like, what's the next step? Well, if you don't find these cards, they're easy to make. I really do want to, maybe, Jim, maybe later we could do something. I could scan it for you and show you. You could post it or something. I don't know who made them, but on the face of it, I could put a little sticker at the bottom that has my name and number and my Legal Shield, wearelegalshield.com link. And on the back, it gives the bio of the guest speaker and a little ticket, VIP, at the bottom, $99 value. Really, really made it simple for me. So with that, I will turn the call back over to you, Jim. Thanks again for having me. God bless everyone. See you in Texas.
Mike, thank you. And yeah, we'll see you in Dallas. Get the shoot that over to me after the call, and we'll make sure that that is on gy3successteam.com. And by the way, if you are listening to this evening and you don't have an account on our team site, go there after the call. Don't do it while we're talking here this evening. Go after the call, create your account. You'll need your associate number. This is a site just for our team. So go on there, create your account, and get plugged into all of the resources that we have on there as well. We're going to keep the call going with Mike. So we're going back to the East Coast, where we've got Mike Robidoux, who was with me in Hartford, Connecticut. He should feel no pressure to say that I did a great job, although it would be weird if he didn't. But hopefully he also has some nuggets or things that he took away from the event besides that. But what a great opportunity it was to meet a member of the team in Hartford, right up there in the front, taking notes, plugged in, and knowing exactly what's going on in his local market. Mike, I know we've got you on the call. We'd love to hear from you.
Thank you very much for inviting me on the call tonight, Mrs. Tannen. You did a phenomenal job, hands down. And as Jim said, I had an opportunity to meet Mr. Tanner at the Legal Shield Super Saturday in Hartford this past weekend. And it's one thing to hear a Harvard leader speak during our training calls and online training, but truly another to hear their stories, listen to their training, and meet them in person. The training that our leaders have put together is second to none. We've got a phenomenal online training curriculum. We've got leadership that truly cares about our success, unlike traditional jobs. They're constantly working to improve our success in our businesses. Since I've been a Harvard associate, I've had a mental block between Harvard risk management and the Legal Shield events. It certainly wasn't anything that was taught to me. It was an assumption that I made. It was a problem with the 6 inches between my ears, and I couldn't have been more wrong. Recently, I've been to a number of the local Legal Shield events in Connecticut, Super Saturdays over the past few months, and I've been amazed in just a renewed excitement about the support, camaraderie, and instant friendship with the fellow Legal Shield associates. These folks are genuinely concerned with our success, and I just want to give a shout-out and a thank you to Mr. Palazzi for organizing these events and putting this great group of people together. I'm certain that no matter where you are geographically in this business, you'll find the same in your area. Plug into the training, break your business down to the basics, live the 10 core commitments, and by all means, get out to the local Legal Shield events. Let's see how many Harvard agents we can get at these Legal Shield events. And with that, I'll turn it back to you, Mr. Tanner.
Mike, again, thanks so much. I appreciate you coming up, making sure that we knew each other. It's not always the case. I wish I could tell you how many times it breaks my heart that I'll get a text or a message from somebody 2 days after an event. They'll say, well, you know, you were busy, you were talking to other people, I didn't want to bother you. But this is exactly the kind of fellowship I'm looking for from the event. Thank you so much for being plugged in and being an example in your local market. We're going to continue on. We're back to staying here in the Northeast region in Pennsylvania. We've got Valerie Lowe coming on the call, and I had told you all in the pump-up call that I did the hour before we started, that she was at the Super Saturday in Pittsburgh, but then I saw a post on Facebook made me think that I was totally wrong about where she was. So I'm just going to let Valerie tell her own story. Valerie, if we have you on the line, we'd love to hear from you.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, great. Thank you, Mr. Tanner, for asking me or allowing me to come on the call tonight. I had an awesome time at the DMV Maryland Super Saturday, and this was held in Rockville, Maryland, and DMV stands for D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. So it was held at the Rockville Hilton from 2 o'clock to 6 p.m., and the theme was Women Who Win. And so that really caught my eye because I like to hear from women in the business as well as men. But it's really nice when you're able to hear from women. So it was hosted by Miss Karen Beverly. And she is a 100K ring earner and the national vice president of that area. And so she actually did the presentation, the B2B presentation, not B2B, I don't know why I say that, business briefing presentation. And it was so humorous and entertaining. She made everybody laugh. She made the slides come alive. And we had a really great time with that. And afterwards, we took a 15-minute break for the Circle Up. And this is where the associates will work with their prospects and guests to get them signed up or have them meet with an expert to get all their questions answered. So the goal is to get them to sign up while they're still on fire. And so that was great, and I know next time I'm going to make sure that I bring someone because it was really awesome. We heard, which was a surprise, from one of the largest, I guess it's the fourth largest provider law firm that handles the DMV area. And they service a total of 7 regions. It was shocking the statistics that they were telling us about how they have 40,000 employees who only do the intakes, the mailing of the letters, and the processing of the paperwork. And so the volume of, you know, service that they do, they service 90,000 associates and memberships for us, and they I'm not going to go into all the statistics, but it was a really great call and presentation. And what I took from that is they mentioned that if you are on the call with an attorney and you're feeling uncomfortable or for some reason you're not matching, because you know all personalities don't work together, they felt it was important that we connect with the attorney as well. So he was actually telling us to, you know, call back in and request a new attorney if this one isn't, you know, making you feel comfortable. So I thought that was interesting and something that maybe we could tell new people if they have trouble. So the main event, or I say the main event, was featuring 5 speakers who were women, and they made it like a panel style where they had a panel discussion. And Miss Beverly was the moderator for that, and she would ask each of the 5 women a question. She would ask one question and have each of the women answer the question. So let me just give you the list of the women. One was a top director and regional manager. Her name was Ms. Teresa Johnson. Executive director, 50K ring earner, Ms. Natalie James. 50K ring earner, Phyllis Adams. And 100K ring earner and Millionaire Club member, Ms. Linda Gray. And 200K ring earner, Millionaire Club member, and she's also the B2B solutions trainer for Maryland and D.C. Her name is Ms. Terry Solimio. A solemn meal, sorry. So I have a ton of notes, and I could probably talk for a whole hour, but I'm not going to take up all that time. But I do have 5 points that resonated with me as far as things that I want to work on for myself and my business, and maybe it will help someone else. So number 1, treat your business like a business. And what was funny about this was she was talking about the dust bunnies that ran around the house, you know, and that was because she didn't have time to clean the house, and she left dishes in the sink, and this was in the first start of the business. So she said, you have to commit yourself always to doing your business at the allotted time, and you will get paid. Now, I say she because, you know, I wrote all these notes, and I didn't put the right names to the right notes, so I don't want to quote somebody and it not be that person. So these are just a compilation of all 5 women. Number 2, have a routine. She gave a story about how she gets up in the morning, showers, dresses, puts on makeup, grabs her pocketbook, and goes out of her bedroom, closes the door, goes downstairs to her office, and sits at her office, you know, sits there, does her work at the allotted time, and then cleans off her desk when she's finished, takes her pocketbook, and goes upstairs. I thought that was hilarious. And she said her children always used to laugh at her and say, Mom, that's ridiculous. You're home. Why are you doing all that? And she says, I'm going to work. So but they definitely were happy when the money started rolling in. Number three, don't compare yourself with others. Now, this testimony was, if you get stuck in a spot and you're doing all you know to do, keep doing it. And she mentioned that God had her stay in this particular spot for a long time because he wasn't done with her yet, and that's how she looked at it. Her downlines were passing her. They were getting rings and they were getting, you know, elevation and all of that. But she stayed where she was, developed herself, did everything that she had to do. And finally it was her turn and she shot to the top. She skipped several levels and went straight to ED Bronze and has been going up ever since. So number four, this is a learning journey. And so here they talked about all the learning that we opportunities that we have. So the business briefings that we should go to each one, the Super Saturdays, and try to do it as much as possible. And of course, she said all top earners and top performers go to convention and they go to all the meetings. So she really hammered that home. Convention is how we learn the business. Top earners always attend them. Bring your family, develop friendships, expand your horizons, and this helps expand your business. So sometimes the Legal Shield family is your only family. So spend time together. Do not do this business by yourself. Find a workout partner and people that you can run with locally if possible. And number five, don't overthink the business. Learn as you earn. Do not oversell, just tell. Lead by example. Your life changes when you change, and you'll never fail if you never quit. And the final tip is go beyond your greatest beliefs. So this really empowered me, and I just want to say I'm going to meet everybody in Dallas. Can't wait to get there. I'm excited, and I hope this was helpful to someone. And I'll turn the call back over to you, Mr. Tanner.
Valerie, thank you so much. We're grateful not only that you were in attendance and absorbing all of that for you and your own business, and you have that kind of growing team where there's a lot of volume coming into that organization. So we're glad that you experienced that for yourself, but we're grateful that you brought it back for all of us as well. And that's what a community is. That's what we have here in the Success Team, is a community of like-minded entrepreneurs running together towards a common noble purpose. And we're going to now hear from a gentleman in Florida who understands clearly that purpose, somebody who not only is an experienced business owner and entrepreneur, but I truly believe was searching for, whether he realized it or not, this exact business, this exact team, this exact moment in time. And I'm so grateful that I get to be a part of his journey. You're going to hear from Mr. James Parrish in just a moment, who attended Chip Humphrey's Fast Start to Success class. You heard me speak when I attended Kevin Pelacci's and how impressed I was by the new content and the instructions that go with that content. And I was getting messages from James Parrish as well, as he was experiencing it for himself. So let me step out of the way so you can hear from rising star in the GY3 Success Team, Mr. James Parrish. James?
I appreciate that introduction. Thank you very much. You are 100% correct when you said that I was looking for the right opportunity. The Fast Start training was a little different than the Super Saturday, and Mr. Humphrey came up. It was actually a 3-hour drive for him to come up, and it was a 2.5-hour drive for me to go over there, and it was certainly worth it. The first thing I want to talk about is he said the why, and it's always a big thing, that Legal Shield says, have your why. But the way that Chip mentioned it is you can't have a generic why. You can't have a why, I'm doing it for my kids. Okay, if you're doing it for your kids, what are you doing it for your kids? Are you doing it so your kids can go to college? Are you doing it so your kids don't have to go get a job? Are you doing it to get a little bit more detailed on your why? And that was something that really hit home for me is I have a good why, but I certainly wasn't detailed enough. It's kind of like if you said, I want to be happy. It's like, okay, how are you going to define your happiness? Like what are you going to do to get happy? You just need to be more specific about the details of it. So that was a big one for me. And then in the Fast Start training, there was a couple little video clips, and one of them was from Brian Carruthers, and I've heard it a few times. I've read his book and I've listened to him speak a few times, but for some reason it clicked this time around, and he said, you need to flip the table when you're talking to somebody. You need to ask them, if you were my attorney, you know, what would you charge me? And he said, you need to, you know, mention all the benefits. So you say, if you were my attorney and I wanted 365-day access to you, I wanted to be able to call you on Christmas Day. I want to be able to call you at 2 o'clock in the morning. I want you to write my will for me when we first get started, and I want you to update it every single year. I want you to be able to review documents for me. I want you to take my call and answer all my questions, no matter what the subject is, and just go through all of our benefits. I want you to defend me, you know, for hundreds of hours in court and not charge me extra for that. And you're a decent attorney, so I want you, you know, obviously you're going to charge me $150 to $200 an hour. What would you charge me to give me those benefits? And the person on the other side of the table is going to, you know, come up with, you know, anything from $500 to $1,000 to $2,000 a month. And so that way, when they hear it's $24.95 to protect them and their entire family, they're going to see the value in that right away. And that was something that really hit home for me at this training. The other thing is, and I've heard this, you know, Mike Riches has a training about it, and it was assuming the sale. So after you tell all the benefits of what they get in the membership, you should just assume that they're going to sign up for it. And so just sit there with your pen, holding on the application, and just say, you know, like you're expecting them to start filling it out, or you just start filling it out for them. And that was something that I've never done is the actual close of. Just assume that they're gonna have the sale, they're ready to go. The other one that I didn't know about was in our Prospect app. And if you don't have Prospect, you should download it. But it's a 1 minute survey that you can send people, and it's just a quick link. It's ask a couple questions. What happens is they fill that out, and then you get that reply back to know that person filled out that 1 minute survey for you. It gives you some great info to get started, you know, when you're marketing the memberships. The other thing that Chip really emphasized on is huge importance is retention. So you want to tell your members that if they have an issue, that they need to call you first. They don't let them cancel their membership without you knowing. And he gave us a story about he had an assistant principal that was working. Chip was a teacher, a coach, and so he's done all of this part time. And he actually had one of his coworkers that canceled their membership because the law firm, he didn't feel like the law firm gave him what they wanted, and so he canceled his membership and then told Chip about it 6 months later, where if he would have said something to him, he probably could have helped him out and figured that situation out. And the reason that the retention is important is because after you get our advanced commission, but the retention is very important with residuals. So the difference between if you have a 65% retention, if you have an 85%, that's only 20-point difference, but the pay on that residual is huge. So it's really important that we keep the memberships on the books. And then you also mentioned is don't write emergency memberships. If somebody calls you, if they have an emergency, chances are that it's going to cancel. They said, you know, try to stay away from the emergency memberships. I've got a couple other nuggets I want to share with you. When somebody asks you, when you're new, or even if you've been around for a while, and I'm 100% guilty of this, is I've in management and hotels and restaurants, I've always been the one that I have to know the answer, and so that's I think prevented me quite a bit. Is when somebody asks me, I try to know what to say, and what I should have been saying is that, you know what, I don't know the answer, or I'm not allowed to say that. Let me get you in contact with somebody that can and get that third person involved, you know, the three-way calls and to get that, you know, don't try to be the, you know, just because you know the answer doesn't mean you should know the answer. If that hopefully that makes sense. Let's see, I've got one other thing. With the stories. Now, in the beginning, you're not going to have any stories to share with your experience with the membership, which is important that, you know, you need to make sure you call your law firm, get your will done, and start calling on things that you can. Don't just call for any reason, but have your own stories. But until then, you know, borrow the stories of other people. You can say, you know, we've had a member that saved, you know, $10,000 on his when he bought his home because he had his law firm review the paperwork, and that person was Darnell Self. You know, or you can, you know, and so there's stories that you can borrow from other people. And then the other one, the last thing that he hit on was to make sure that we're marketing. And from what he says is everybody's guilty of this, is that we don't promote the member perks enough. And as associates, we need even more perks. But the member perks are a really important thing because that can actually offset the cost for both the Legal Shield and ID Shield for most everybody. I mean, there's just so many discounts that we get because of that. And it's just something that we really need to emphasize on when we're marketing the memberships. All right, Mr. Tan, I do appreciate the time, and I will give the call back over to you.
Thank you, James. I appreciate that. And I'm just listening to you talk, and I'm thinking, you know, as you are, as an organization, as a team, and this is what it means to be a team. Team is not a downline. Team is people working together towards a goal. And as a team, you know, going to your event, plugging in, investing your time, and then paying that forward and helping each other to learn from each other and from these events. But I hope those of you that didn't have an opportunity this weekend to attend an event are thinking, I have to get on LegalShieldCalendar.com. I need to find out when the Fast Start to Success class is coming up in my town. Where is my weekly briefing? When is our next Super Saturday? And, of course, we are here in convention month, and there is no bigger event on the Legal Show calendar than the International Convention. This will be the largest gathering of Legal Shield associates in the near five decades since Harlan Stonecipher founded this great company. I have Mark Riches standing by. We're having a little technical difficulty with his line, but I think we've got it cleared up. So we're going to attempt to go to Cookeville, Tennessee, to our Platinum Executive Director, $700,000 per year earner, mentor, trainer, and coach, and friend to so many of us, where we will all get a chance to come together in Dallas. And he has a few words on that topic and others. Mr. Riches, if you can hear us, just go ahead and go ahead. The call is yours, sir. Mr. Riches.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Tanner, and what a fantastic call this has been tonight. I appreciate every one of you plugging in. What an exciting time. You know, I was just talking to one of my new associates, and I told him I had an $8,000 day last week in one single day. You know, what I used to make $2,000 a month, and here I'm making $8,000 a day with my Legal Shield business. And I told him that if I can do that, he can do that. He had said, so you had a big group enrollment. I said, I haven't had a group enrollment in 20 years. But what I did have is my team sold some memberships, and part of that was my performance club bonus for last month. So exciting times, an exciting time to be involved in the business. I agree with everything that's been said on the call tonight. I want to talk real quick about Dallas, our Dallas convention. I mentioned this on our B2B support call this morning. So important that you're in Dallas with us in a couple weeks here, March 28th through the 30th. It's going to be an amazing event. I have probably had more insider information on this event, this convention, than any event I've ever attended in my 23 years. So I'm very excited, and I'm telling you, you cannot afford to miss Dallas. It will cost you so much to miss that event. We're not going to be able to cover all the information on a recap call, and it's just so critical that you're there. So the tickets, we still have some of the discounted tickets down at $69 available. You can go to the GY3 calendar in your back office and click on that and get your tickets through that site for the $69 rate, or you can buy them directly from Legal Shield. I think there's our $129, same tickets. The event's going to feature some incredible training. They're rolling out some brand new exposure videos, which are just spectacular. The keynote speaker, Damon John from Shark Tank, is going to be teaching us how to build a billion-dollar business. You know, that's going to be worth coming to the event. We're going to be announcing an international expansion. The company is expanding into other countries and other areas, and we got to have you there to learn about that and have that a part of your organization. And so that's very important. That's going to be an exciting announcement, and as well as a big change with the compensation plan, not in the way we move up or anything and levels and all that will stay the same, but they're switching from a point-based system, comp plan system, to a premium-based. Now, you might say, well, what does that mean? That's why you need to be in Dallas. You need to understand how we're paid. And I can tell you this, it's great news. This is something we have been pushing for years as a Platinum World Council. And finally, the company's got the technology to be able to do it, and you will see a big change. But that becomes effective April 1st. So coming out of convention, the last weekend of March, you know, effective April 1st, there's going to be a change in the way you're compensated. And if you're not at this event and you're still focused on getting 50 sales, you're missing the market. You're way off track. So it's very, very important that you're at the International Convention in Dallas, Texas, March 28th and 30th. I just looked on Southwest. They're still, like from Tennessee, I can get still $300 round-trip airfares. It doesn't matter. I talked to a gal today. She said, well, we're driving. Great. Drive. Make sure you got your hotels booked. Make sure that you have your transportation lined up. And then Saturday, the main event, there's some pre-events happening on Wednesday and Thursday. The main event is Friday and Saturday. And then we're going to do our team breakout on Saturday evening. And that team breakout is going to be from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m., just as soon as the main session's over. It's scheduled to end at 7. If it runs a little late, then our team breakout will run a little late. I don't want you leaving the main session to come to our team breakout because no one will be there. We'll be waiting till the Legal Shield event ends, and about 30 minutes after the Legal Shield event ends, we'll do our team breakout. It's going to be right in the same place at the convention center in room A130, and that information's on the calendar now in the back office. So what we're going to be announcing at the team breakout is some really, really exciting stuff, as well as a team getaway. We're doing a team excursion trip this summer, and you'll get all the details on that. But some exciting enhancements and updates that it will be rolled out at the team breakout session on Saturday evening. We think that will run about an hour, and then the platinum party starts at 9 o'clock p.m. So you're not going to miss anything. We'll have some light snacks and stuff at our team breakout. We're excited to have you a part of that, getting update information about our team and what we're doing. Once again, I just so much appreciate Mr. Jim Tanner and all that he's doing to lead the success team and to host this call. And I just have really enjoyed the last few calls. He's lined up some of the greatest speakers and trainers we've ever had. A big thank you to him. Thank you to each of you for plugging in. And I look forward to seeing you in just a few weeks in Dallas, Texas.
Thank you, Mr. Riches. I appreciate you on. And that actually sounded crystal clear. So we're glad we could have you on live on the call. And as Mr. Riches mentioned, yes, we have been continuing to line up great speakers and influential Legal Shield leaders. You're going to be hearing next week on Monday night on this call from a gentleman named Chris Ward, who is in the Colorado market, and he is celebrating this month, the month of March, 100 months Performance Club qualified. So if it is your goal, if you're struggling with Performance Club yourself, this is someone that you're going to want to hear from. But more importantly, because I know that is not usually the case for the folks plugged into the call, how do you build consistency across your team, whether that be in your own backyard or all the way across the country or into new countries, as we're going to talk more about? How do you build that consistency in your business so that you have Performance Club qualifiers that would never miss Performance Club? You're going to hear from a gentleman that knows exactly how to do that on our call next week. And as we're rolling in towards Dallas, Texas, I hope that you are plugged into every possible opportunity live and via telephone, Facebook Live, any opportunity you can to get more training, insight, motivation, content as you build your Legal Shield business. And I want to promote one last thing to you, LegalShieldSuccessChannel.com. I hope that you write that down, LegalShieldSuccessChannel.com. So many of you are struggling with, you have a concern. The reason your team is not growing is you are concerned that if you recruit somebody, that you won't know how to lead them, how to inspire them, how to grow their business with them and for them. And because of that, you are paralyzed at the very first stages. You're not exposing. And I know this. I can say this to you with confidence because I was that one person at one time. I was so afraid of what would I do if somebody said yes, not what would I do if they said no. That fear of yes paralyzes people. And I want you to know that once you can satisfy in your personal mind, in your mind, what happens when a new person gets started in your team, and that you're clear about that and you trust it, when you have that down, you will expose more people, follow up more effectively, you will have more recruits join your team. It's the first thing you need to get right in your mind. And if you go to LegalShieldSuccessChannel.com, you will see that Legal Shield is rolling training videos, exposure videos, getting started videos, all featuring some of the most successful Legal Shield associates in the history of the company. Some of the best trainers, the people who can communicate and articulate exactly what a brand new person needs to know. If you are not plugged into LegalShieldSuccessChannel.com, that is your assignment for the evening, ladies and gentlemen. Folks, I wish for you to have an incredible month of March, convention month. I wish for you to have more people in attendance at this convention alongside of you than ever before. The fact is, as we've discussed, most of the people that will be in that building in Dallas, Texas, in a few weeks from today, haven't even been recruited yet. You can move the needle. It is not too late. But it is time to commit and do the daily activity consistently that leads to success in Legal Shield. Legal Shield success is not a mystery. It is a system. And it's a system that has been well proven and has stood the test of time. The only question is, will you individually, will you follow that system? Thank you so much to all of our speakers, trainers, and contributors. Special thanks to our friend, Mr. Kevin Palacci, the Network Vice President for Southern New England, for joining us as well. We'll be right back here on Monday as we come together for both our B2B support call in the morning and the success team call on Monday evening. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great week.